get much less exercise. They get much less nutrition. Their parents are not, I don't want to say smart enough. I think they're just not educated enough as far as in the nutritional world to give the kids what they need. So what we're going to have is we're going to have kids develop chronic disease earlier in life, and probably the mortality rate is going to continue to go down. So, you know, as parents, we owe it to them, if not to ourselves, to take a look at nutrition.
Okay. Yeah, I think you brought up a good point there, because when we're talking about Codex Alimentarius, which is actually Latin for Book of Food, that is a standard and regulation committee that is under the UN, I believe, the World Health Organization, and the FAO, which is the Global Agricultural Organization. It's a committee, basically, that sets standards and regulations and rules for everything food-related, including dietary supplements. As the United States is concerned, they're not required to follow that guideline. However, when it comes to rulings and judgments and things of that nature, they're going to refer back to the Codex Alimentarius to look at what they've deemed to be appropriate or inappropriate or permittable or not permittable, and they're going to side with those standards. So as the government's concerned, they don't have to follow those guidelines. However, those guidelines will seep through in other ways when they make references to them. So, you know, it's kind of an interesting thing, you know. I mean, it's a trade organization. So trade is about business. It's about, you know, it's not about health, but they would want you to believe that that's their main goal, is that they want to ensure that all the foods and all the vitamins and minerals that we are getting are, you know, something that's going to actually help us, make us more healthy, improve our standard of life when it comes to the quality of foods that we're eating. But I don't really think that that's necessarily the case. You know, if that was the case, then I'd be all for it. You know, if that means that we're going to get, you know, awesome nutritional supplements, if we're going to get all the foods that we need that are not going to be genetically modified, they're going to be organic, they're going to be, you know, that type of thing. If that was the case, if that's what they were really out there trying to do, then I'd be all for it. But I don't think that's actually what is going on. I think that it's more of trying to limit who can actually provide these products by slapping a bunch of rules and regulations on it, where it eventually comes to the point that it's considered a drug, and the only people that can manufacture and sell that product are pharmacy companies, are pharmacopoeia companies, you know. And I think that's what their ultimate purpose is with that. You know, I'd like to believe otherwise, but I don't know. I mean, what are your thoughts? I mean, I know what your thoughts are, Mike, on that. I know you'd say completely 100% that that's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
But I want to hold on to a little shred of hope that, you know, that they are trying to improve global food supply.
That may be the intention, at least initially, but, you know, I'm very skeptical. I'm of one of no government, not no government, but little government. Government is in all phases of our life. We need less government. We need people to be responsible and make their own decisions. You know, to me, some of this stuff is just a cover for control of our vitamins and minerals. And what they may say is going to be, you know, guidelines that aren't mandatory, you know, 2 years down the road become mandatory. So I don't really buy that. You know, we all get hoodwinked by the government every day of our life, and I'll be the first to say that there needs to be some type of check and balance for the nutritional products out there. So the snake oil sales people or products are dealt with accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the good companies like the ones that we carry at TerraVim.com, the Numedicas, the Metagenics, the Naturas, you know, these people have third-party testing for the purity and quality of the ingredients that go into their supplements.
Yeah, I think that's definitely, I'm behind that 100%. I'm not saying that that should not be regulated. When I think about Codex Alimentarius, I think that things like that should be what they are trying to regulate, is the purity and guaranteeing that what it says in the bottle is in the bottle. I think I'm behind that 100%. Well, that, it goes deeper than that.
Yeah, I think so. You know, GMOs, I'm not sure where Kodak stands on that, but, you know, I'm against anything GMO, anything that's genetically modified. I don't want it in my body. I don't want it in the food that I eat. I don't want it in the supplements that I take. You know, and probably if you ask 10 people on the street what is Kodak's Elementarius, they'd have not a clue. I bet you 1 out of 10 would never even heard the term before.
Well, it's tough. I mean, even though we're using the term, I mean, they have, if you go to their website, you'll see that there are pages and pages, thousands of pages of documents and regulations that have been passed under these set of standards that it would be impossible to understand completely what it is. Well, we can only look at bits and pieces, and that's where it kind of gets tough to say, okay, well, what's really happening here? Because it's really impossible for one person to really get a full understanding of the whole thing, because you have every country in the world voicing all their opinions about these things, and then they vote on this, and then they pass that, and this and that, and then, well, you don't have to follow it, but this is our recommendation, and, well, we suggest that you don't do this, but, you know, so it kind of gets, it's really vague. I think there's a lot of gray area, and there's just so many details that how could you really understand fully the implication of what it is that they're doing?
Well, you know, my fear is this. You know, I know that in Europe and in Canada, you know, there's just been literally hundreds of dietary supplements that have been wiped off the shelves that can no longer be sold because whatever governing body has deemed them illegal or whatever. You know, and of course, I always want to thank the pharmaceutical industry is behind this because the vitamin supplement market is a multi-billion-dollar industry. You know, Lord, I'd like to just make just a fraction of 1%, and then we would do well in our business here. But that's really not what we're all about. We're about supplying, you know, good quality vitamins. We have a small group of customers, and we appreciate every one of them. And of course, we hope that grows. But I guess what I'm getting at here is, you know, once these types of, what do you call this thing? Is it a law, a statute, I don't know what you call it, you know?
Yeah, it's a set of guys, it's like regulations, standards, set of standards.
Okay, standards. You know, once these things get started, they just seem to never stop. They never go away. It's kind of like global warming. You know, there's been so many sides to the coin on global warming and, you know, scams and carbon taxes and all that kind of stuff. You know, I look at this in somewhat the same way. I always feel like that there's somebody that's going to benefit this. You know, the big corporate giants, seems like the little people and the small business owners always get stepped on these things. There's somebody always out to make a profit, and it's usually at our expense. You know, if they take our supplementation, our supplements, is almost as bad as them trying to take our guns. And I promise you, they are after our guns, you know, and they have been for a long, long time. And the few of us that still have, you know, a little bit of common sense, we better band together and put a stop to this stuff if we can.
Sounds good, Mike. And we'll be back after the break.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to santabarbarabells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. santabarbarabells.com. Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
And welcome back to TerraVim Talks Health. I think we have a caller on the line, Jerry. Jerry, welcome to the show. What's on your mind, my friend?
Good afternoon, Mike and Kevin. You know, I just started tuning into you guys like 3 weeks ago, and I'm pretty impressed. My question was on detoxing. Okay. You guys advertise a brand from Hemp USA called Microplant Powder. Mm-hmm. But the problem is that pretty good stuff?
Well, that's actually something that RBN advertises. We don't carry it at our website at terravim.com. But I understand that the hemp products are good. You know, of course, the THC's been removed from it, and, you know, of course. But, I haven't personally tried it, but, you know, I think the feedback that I have seen so far has been positive.
Well, the only negative thing is that I was trying to tell a friend of mine about that, so I gave him a container of it, and then he was reading on the actual container that it comes in that it was like 90 or 95% silica. Hmm. And I used to do some sandblasting, and I know silicone sand is bad.
Well, I don't know if there's more than one kind of silica. You know, I'm not a pharmacist or a chemist or any of that kind of stuff.
Well, yeah, silica is typically found in rocks.
Well, I think that there's some silica that's, you know, here again, I'm stepping out on a ledge here, and I'm not sure if this is true or not. I think that there may be some silica in some supplements, dietary supplements. I mean, if it's in the product that Jerry's talking about, then, you know, of course, what I would do is I would contact Hemp USA directly and you know, discuss it with them, Jerry. I wish I could give you more information on it. It's just not a product we carry.
Yeah, rocks are composed of bits and pieces of minerals. So, you know, they're definitely highly silicon-based because silica has a lower density. So when the Earth was forming, they rose to the top. That's why they're around the crust. So that's why we have silica-rich rocks on the crust, and they're composed of minerals. So, you know, there might be a mineral that's mainly silica-based. I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Well, but typically
I would imagine that it would probably be
the
basis.
Plants have to break
sort of
it down and absorb it, and then us get it from the plant.
Right.
So, Jerry, I don't think that we can give you a good answer to your question. Is there anything else?
No, that's it. Keep up the good work, guys. God bless.
Okay, thanks for the call.
So, back to talking about Codex Alimentarius. We were talking about that it's a set of standards to be followed, and it's not required. However, the way that they have set it up is that in order for supplementation or supplements to, basically they say that you need to provide scientific data proving that they do what you claim them to do. Obviously, when it comes to, like you said, the snake oil thing, you know, I mean, that's a whole different arena. But when you're talking about vitamins, I mean, we know what vitamins are. You know, if you say vitamin A is good for, you know, your cornea, is good for those types of things, that's not an absurd claim. That's been known for thousands and thousands of years. In ancient Egypt, they used to eat raw ox liver. They didn't know why, but it was because it was high in vitamin A.
Yeah.
And they would even, you know, put the raw ox liver on the eye. So they knew specifically enough. So, I mean, this is not new knowledge.
Well, and that's exactly what, you know, I'm worried about. I mean, why would we need to now go back and prove that these products do what they've been doing? You know, it's just like, I guess...
Well, you're innocent until proven guilty in this country, right?
Well, it used to be anyway.
You should be. So, you should be innocent before you're proven guilty. And the way that they are setting up the standards for the food, for these foods, and supplements included, is that you're guilty until you're proven innocent by scientific tests.
Yeah, I'm already getting a bad taste in my mouth.
Like, when it comes to your nutrition, I mean, obviously you need to be conscious of what you're ingesting, or, you know, trust the people who have done research, and that's where the doctors come into it, because that whole doctor-patient relationship is set up around trust. However, the doctors are trained and influenced by a business.
You know,
a lot of times, you know, it's tough to put the business goals in line with moral goals. I mean, those don't usually run parallel to each other.
I think that was well said, Kevin. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, everything is business profit driven. And, you know, you've got to perform for the shareholders. I mean, that's one of the problems that's wrong with this country is corporations run this dang thing. And, you know, there's just not much room left for us small business owners. I mean, I have a full-time job and do this as well. You know, my partner, who is a physician's assistant, acupuncturist, he basically, you know, is now running this operation day-to-day, and I do what I can, you know, after hours and on the weekend. But, you know, we don't make enough money here to support me and my family. And the reason why is because of, you know, just the big corporations of the world, and that's just the way it is. But here again, we don't do TerraMem for that, we do it to provide a service to
put the information out there as well. You know that this is something that you can do. I mean, I don't know where I'm trying to go with that. Basically, what I'm trying to say is that there are options out there, and we're doing this to show that there are options. You know, and whether you purchase vitamins from us or from somebody else, I think it's important that you understand, just as I've come to realize, how important it is. And that sometimes it's difficult to see that when you have your bargain bins at Walmart selling, you know, multivitamin supplements for 68 cents a piece. I've seen it.
Let's get, how about three fish oils and get three free for like $10.99. Now, how good do you think that fish oil is?
Probably not very good. All right. But we'll take a break. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival confident. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. GeoffLawton.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
And welcome back to TerraMem Talks Health. We'd like to remind everybody, it's the cold and flu season here in Florida. The pollen is really bad, and people's allergies are just really flaring up. This month we have a special on AlloRescue. It's by Natura Health Products. Natura is one of our flagship lines of supplements here at TerraMem.com. And this product you can give even to children 2 years of age or older. And Doc Mike Runyon is a firm believer in this, and he has a lot of patients, clients, whatever you want to call them, that are on this Natura line of products. And AlloRescue, I have a kid that has had allergies real bad in the past, and AlloRescue helps him quite a bit. So check it out at the website. That's TerraVim.com.
So back to talking about Codex Alimentarius. Their guidelines for vitamin and mineral food supplements was approved and adopted in 2005, I think. And this is the beginning paragraph of this guideline. Under Codex Alimentarius says, most people who have access to a balanced diet can usually obtain all the nutrients they require from their normal diet. Because foods contain many substances that promote health, people should therefore be encouraged to select a balanced diet from food before considering any vitamin and mineral supplement. In cases where the intake from the diet is insufficient or where consumers consider their diet requirements to not meet that satisfaction, the supplementation of vitamin and mineral food supplements should then be considered. So basically, their approach is that you should get all of the nutrients that you need from your balanced diet.
I've only got one word for that, and that's bull. And I won't put in the other four letters behind that. But this is garbage. I mean, just plain and simple. This is one of the reasons why, I'm very skeptical.
Well, why, Mike? I mean, why are we not getting the nutrients we need from a balanced diet? Isn't that what a balanced diet means, is that it has everything that you need?
Well, it would if our soils weren't so depleted of the nutrients. There's certain parts of the world, and I think Dr. Wallach said, by dumb luck, some of the longest lived people in the world are third world countries where they still cook their food by wood, and they put the wood ash out in the garden, and therefore they're getting minerals and vitamins, in the vegetables and plants that they grow. Now, here in the United States, it's all commercial farming, or the majority of it is now, with all these synthetic fertilizers and things where you know it's made to increase yield, but unfortunately the nutrition part is what's lacking whenever that happens. So here again, you see, it's just one big loop.
I got kind of a conundrum for you, Mike. So all right, so we got Codex Alimentarius, who, all right, we understand it's a trade committee, so their main focus is business, the trading of agricultural products, including food supplementation. So it's business-based. It's run by the United Nations. I don't know who runs it, but it's part of the United Nations, part of the World Trade Organization. Yeah,
it's part of this big
trade committee that's setting these standards for business purposes.
Right.
We would assume, under the guise that their purpose is to improve our food, our global food supply.
But think about this. I mean, if they're going to make...
Hold on. I want to stop you there, Mike, because I want to continue, because the conundrum if that's the case, all right, then their goal then is to say, okay, well, we need to regulate these things to provide more food to feed everybody, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, we have regulations for biotechnology, for, you know, basically, quote-unquote, GMOs, because that's the only way that we can provide enough food to feed everybody, right? So that's the main argument behind scientists and people who work on those types of genetically modified foods, is that, well, we have to do that in order to meet the demand, to meet the food demand. So then where do you go from there? Because you say, okay, well, we don't want GMOs, we don't want that, yet if you don't get that, then you're cutting down the food supply and people are starving. Then on the other end, you know, well, they're trying to dwindle down the population anyways. So that's kind of seems like there's a little bit of two directions there, and they're both in the opposite direction of each other.
Well, good point. Everybody knows about the George Guidestones and the depopulation, and this could be a part of the depopulation plan. Who knows? Seems like everything that's coming out has something to do with that. But, you know, if this thing is followed here in the United States, and believe you me, they're not going to stop until this thing gains some traction somewhere. But what it's going to do, only the large companies are going to be able to have the money to do the testing to get these products to the market. A small supplement company is not going to be able to. You see, here again, it's just, to me, it's the corporations finding another avenue of squeezing out the little guy, the little manufacturer, and taking over the supplementation business.
Well, when it comes to food, though, I mean, don't you want somebody who has the ability to do those tests? I mean...
Well, not Monsanto, but you know what I mean.
I mean, but when it comes to food,
well,
you know, I know that they have, you know, their... I see where... Never mind. Retract previous statement. definitely are correlated with food production, so...
Well, absolutely. And hey, you know, I don't know what the answer is. All I know is this. You know, we have to draw a line in the sand someplace. And, you know, there's only very few things that are precious to most of us. You know, our family, our children, our animals. And, you know, they just keep taking a little bit of this and that. I mean, you know, taxes, that's a whole different subject. But whenever they start dictating what you can and you can't eat and what you can and you can't take as far as supplementation, I mean, come on, man. I mean, it's bad enough as it is.
Yes, I think that's the main point that I feel like we should be getting to today, is that regardless of all the details, a lot of gray vagueness, that they shouldn't do that. They shouldn't tell you what you can and can't eat. I mean, obviously, if something's bad, I want to know that it's bad, and I'd prefer for somebody to tell me that it's bad. But
well, I guess, where does the Food and Drug Administration fall into this whole thing? I mean, they right now are our agency that guarantees, you know, food safety, pharmaceutical safety, and supplement safety guidelines have to be followed.
I just feel like when it comes to vitamins, that if you test for purity and it is what it is, it's a vitamin. I mean, who can tell me that I shouldn't take a vitamin? you know, or you know, ginkgo biloba, or an herb, or
telling you about your something that grows is in the food that you eat
on the planet Earth that has been consumed for millennia. To then, you know, who are we to say that that's possible? I mean, it's almost like playing God. Don't you think a little bit to set up a standard on what you can eat, what you can't eat?
You know, we're
gonna, what's a good thing to take, what's not a good thing to take? When these you know, I almost slipped and said medications there, because that's basically what they're trying to do, is they're trying to
put it in the same category.
Put them in the same category. Therefore, you have to be a pharmacopoeia company, or you know, a pharmaceutical company to carry those products, because they want, you know, it's business. But the thing is, the reason why it has been proven in one way or another, either through oral tradition down through the ages, is because it does have a benefit. I mean, you know, these companies who have these herbal supplementations or these vitamin supplementations aren't just taking a hodgepodge or whatever and putting them all together just on a whim and saying that it does something. I mean, they're putting a combination of things together based on prior knowledge that is older than, you know, these regulations, older than the United States government itself, even the UN.
Well, let's just look at the cold hard facts here for just a second. The only category that the United States leads in a health statistic is obesity. We are the number one obese country in the world. We are 51st in longevity. We pay more for health care in this country than all the other countries combined. Okay, so. Go ahead.
Wes from Idaho, are you still on the line?
Hello.
Hey, Wes.
Okay, I heard you a couple of weeks ago mention the name of Dr. Joel Wallach admiringly. Are you aware that he is pretty much pro-vaccination?
Well, I listened to Dr. Wallach on Dr. Glidden's show the other day. And he seemed to be maybe not as pro-vaccine as I thought that he was as well. You know, Dr. Wallach's a great guy, and he seems to be not quite as, I don't know, liberal for some of these things and some other people. And, you know, Dr. Wallach does not believe that vaccinations cause, you know, autism and these types of things. He thinks it has to do with mineral deficiencies, you know, specifically. So, you know, here again, I don't believe, you know, or maybe like everything that a lot of people I listen to. I'm sure there's a lot of people don't like a lot of the stuff.
Yeah,
we say.
Well, that's how we start off every show by saying, you know, you can't believe everything you hear, but you gotta trust some things. You gotta pick and choose, you know, good pieces of information and put together your own opinion and your own path.
And I'm not trying to stick up for Dr. Wallach. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I like Dr. Wallach and his overall message, just like I like Dr. Sherry Rogers and a lot of other people out there that talk about nutrition and detoxification. So is there another point you'd like to make, Wes?
Yes. Are you familiar at all with Weston Price? As far as nutrition?
I've heard the name, but that's about as far as it goes.
Is that a pharmaceutical company?
He spoke about...
No, sounds like it.
He spoke about an Activator X like 75, 80 years ago, and now it's discovered what it is, this missing ingredient is vitamin K2. Mm-hmm. Called a couple of weeks ago, and it sounded like you're kind of confusing K1 with K2. Also, you think maybe that the body is capable of developing enough K2 for its needs, but no, it's only a very small, even infinitesimally small amount that is produced by the body. But here is a characteristic about K2 that I think is very important. It directs the calcium to the bones and teeth. Without enough K2, the body will try and build bone in the arteries and will also cause a deficiency such as osteoporosis. So I think this vitamin K2, which not many people out there know about, I've kind of had my toe in the water trying to figure out how much people know. There's a Dr. Kate Ram Blue that wrote the best book on the subject, but I am kind of blowing the horn, pounding the drum for this vitamin K2. I think it's very important. A Wheat Belly book by William Davis is also another one that is on the bestsellers list, I guess, right now. But
I've read the Wheat Belly book, and I thought it was pretty good too.
Kate's book should be right up there on the bestsellers list, in my opinion.
Why don't you, do you have a computer, Wes?
Yes.
My email address is Mike, M-I-K-E, at terravim.com, T-E-R-R-A-V-I-M.com. Send me an email with her information and that book title, and I'll take a look at it.
Do you have RBN archives at all?
We do.
Okay, it was Friday last week or the week before. Deanna Spingola had her on as a guest for 2 hours, and I called in, and I was the one that got Deanna to have Dr. Kate on as
How
a guest.
How about that? Yeah, I'm reading Deanna's book right now. I downloaded it from Amazon. Very interesting. But, yeah, I enjoy Deanna. I think she has a lot of good guests on her show. I don't get to listen to her as much as I'd like to.
I am glad she responded to have Dr. Kate on there. Like I say, it is kind of a unknown, important, all-important vitamin. I mean, I said right then when I called into Deanna, I said, this book has the potential of stopping heart surgeries in mass, broken hips of women that fall down on the porch and break their hips. It has the potential of stopping that. It also has the potential of making farmers take notice and start feeding more of their beef and cattle on grass, which is what Weston Price was saying, that what was lost. We started to go into a factory farming, put cattle on grain. They're not meant to eat grain like that. We have less K2 because of the products that they produce.
Well, and that's good. And Wes, I promise you, we will look into it. And we hope to have some guests on our show and eventually when we can find time to schedule them. But, Wes, we appreciate your comments and your call, and keep tooting that horn, and thanks for calling.
Okay, maybe you'd want to have Kate on as a guest as well, perhaps.
Yeah, that's why I was asking if you could
I can take you to her door. In fact, I am a guy that found four typographical errors in her wonderful book. I have been at it on this page. Hey, thank you very much.
All right, thanks for the call. Take care.
Yeah, what he's talking about, the only thing that I've heard about vitamin K is that it does have the requirements are very low.
That's what Wes was saying.
Well, he was saying that what you produce is very low, and it doesn't meet the requirements. But the requirements still are also very low. So, I mean, just like, you know, stemming maybe from the standards set by Kodak Thaumaterius that you should be getting everything in your food, that these other research, that has been done is saying that, well, you should get it from what you're taking already. Maybe that's still not true because maybe they're just following the standards that are set, and it's like, well, we should have everything that we need in this, but maybe that's not the truth. So, I don't know. We'll look into it. The vitamin K1, K2 that he was talking about, vitamin K1 is also known as phylloquinone. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but it's synthesized by plants and is the predominant form in the diet. That's the K1. And the K2 comes from animal sources and is synthesized by intestinal bacteria. So
yeah, we'll have to look into it here over the weekend and see what we can come up with for next week.
Yep.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control, stop foreclosure, protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
So welcome back to TerraVim Talks Health. So we've been talking about Kodak salmonteris today, and obviously we didn't go into the details about it. The guidelines for vitamins and supplements is only about 2 pages long, and if you go to their website, they have all those documents that you can check out.
What website, Kevin?
I don't know. If you Google Kodak salmonteris, then I'm sure it'll probably be the first page. But you can look into it. A lot of it just has to do with labeling, you know, what you can say on the bottle versus what's in it. But it does get to the point where they do control actually what types of herbs and what types of vitamins can be sold, basically. You know, that's where it's going to. You know, if it just stuck to testing for purity and testing to guarantee what's in the bottle is what it says on the label, then personally I would be completely fine with that. But I feel like it's more than that. I feel like it's
control.
It's regulation, and I feel that we should have our freedom to ingest what we want to ingest. And I feel like some of those things are infringing on it. You know, it's not a government organization. It's just a list of standards. No country has to follow it. But when you have every country in the world voting on it and you have, you know, 1,000-page documents, it's tough for governments to look past that. They're going to say, well, you've done your research. Obviously, you know, you've all gotten together and you all agree on this. So it's easy for us just to say, okay, we're going to go ahead and follow it. So that's kind of what's at risk out there. And obviously, we had somebody calling a few weeks ago from Canada saying that they're already feeling impact of some of these standards that now they can't get certain supplementations. And the reason is because they're starting to synthesize it into pharmaceutical drugs.
Yeah, that's
how I feel. You know, I mean, initially I was completely opposed to that because, that's heaven forbid. No, that couldn't be true. Why would they want to take away something that's good for you? But the more and more I look into it, the more it seems that really is the case.
It does, and you know, we might talk about this subject again next weekend because it is such an important subject, and you know, there's a lot more to it. But we're at the end of the show. I would like to remind everyone to support the advertisers on RBN, which includes us here at TerraVim.com. And remember, we do carry physician-grade, pharmaceutical-grade dietary supplements. We offer a 10% discount for the first-time RBN purchasers. We also have a rewards program where you earn $1 for every $10 purchased. And you can build that, or you can use it as you go. But typically, that's a way for us to tell our customers thank you. Remember, it's the cold and flu season, and at the very least, everyone should be taking a multiple vitamin. Just loading up on antioxidants this time of year, and really antioxidants all year through. I mean, antioxidants will help with a lot of different things, typically, with cancer prevention and that type of thing. Selenium is huge. Men and women both should be taking selenium. There's been studies that selenium will reduce the risk of breast cancer, prostate cancer, even lung cancer. So it's a really good product, and it's very reasonable. So, thanks for tuning in. Anything you'd like to add, Kevin?
Nope, that's it. Have a good weekend.
All right, well, thanks for listening, and we will be speaking with you guys again next weekend. Take care.